Well, it's in the general vicinity of a minute before 10 o'clock. You're listening to KSHE in Crestwood.
KSHE News.
What you gonna do on the planet today?
Consumer advocate Ralph Nader has accused the Ford and Nixon administrations of playing politics with human lives by delaying efforts to improve automobile safety. A Nader report released yesterday charges institutional inaction on the part of the National Highway Safety Administration, the federal agency that oversees highway safety standards. Nader gave as an example of alleged White House interference in proposed safety standards the 1971 decision to delay a rule requiring restraint systems, such as airbags. That rule was strongly opposed by the automobile industry.
Come on, everybody, keep the ship afloat. You gotta use power, register and vote.
The voting is set for tomorrow in New Hampshire's first-in-the-nation presidential primary. Most of the rivals in the Democratic race are preparing last-minute pitches today, with former Georgia Governor Jimmy Carter and Arizona Congressman Morris Udall generally considered the Democratic frontrunners. On the Republican side, Ronald Reagan concluded his campaign yesterday with a swing through the state. Now everybody is going to sit back and wait and see what happens.
Come on, take me to the Mardi Gras, where the people sing and play.
With Mardi Gras getting very close, the word is going out from New Orleans that they want paying guests only. And to back up the hint, the New Orleans Felony Action Squad has been detailed to clean up the city's French Quarter. That's the focal point of the carnival celebration. The Action Squad has been arresting 30 to 40 street people a night. Authorities say most are being jailed for vagrancy for a few weeks. Explaining the cleanup, Felony Squad Commander Warren Woodfork says Mardi Gras is not just a big free show, and everybody might as well know it. A church has filed lawsuits against four of its members to stop them from disrupting Sunday services by such things as biting worshipers on the cheek, laughing, and making funny noises. The Church of God in Christ Incorporated filed the suit in United States District Court. The affidavit alleged that the four defendants would walk up to the pulpit, shut the Bible in the middle of the pastor's sermon, then run around the sanctuary laughing, moaning, and making funny noises. The church also alleged that some members had been bitten on the cheek and hit in the face by the defendants. In one affidavit, the church pianist said that one of the defendants grabbed her right arm when she was playing a hymn and said, "God says no." She said that the three other defendants then sat on her right there on the piano stool. That's KSHE News. This is Ed Goodman.